Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Pastor Rusty Thomas with Life Point Church. Glad to be back with you. I want to talk about how we can become or becoming a blessing to someone else, to other people, to the Lord Himself. You know, there was a story about a woman in 1995. She stunned the nation when news broke that this elderly woman named Osceola McCarty had donated $150,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi for the scholarship fund. This 87-year-old woman had been forced to drop out of school in the sixth grade to care for her family for more than 60 years. She made a living washing clothes for hire in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, saving as much as she possibly could from her meager pay. She wanted others to have the opportunity for education, even though she never received one. So she gave away the money she had saved for so many years. Our society values how much a person has. God values how much a person gives. When Jesus watched the people giving in the temple, he praised the widow who cast in just two mites, a fraction of a penny, because it represents such a sacrifice. Though money itself is not evil, loving money leads to all kinds of evil. The best protection we have against the sorrows that come from loving money is to cultivate generous hearts. Look for opportunities to use the resources that God has given us for the benefit of others, rather than waiting until you have enough to give. Be generous and give what you have to help others today. Lord, thank you again for us having this opportunity to be together. And God, I pray for each and every listener today. Lead and guide us through your word. It's in your name we pray. Amen.